The first all-civilian crew to orbit the Earth has returned, wrapping up a historic three-day journey aboard a SpaceX Dragon rocket. The capsule splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean just a few hours ago. The successful launch and landing was a proof-of-concept demonstration for SpaceX and is a turning point for non-professional space travel. Sources say China's top regulators defended their crackdowns on various industries in a meeting with Wall Street executives, but reassured them that the rules aren't meant to stifle the private sector. CSRC Vice Chair Feng Shihai said recent actions were aimed at reducing social anxiety in consumer-facing industries. The three-hour meeting included the head of the PBOC and executives from Goldman and other Wall Street giants. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative bloc cut into the Social Democratic Party's polling lead with less than 1 week until the federal election. Support for the CDU and its affiliate rose to 21%, while the SPD was unchanged at 26% in the latest INSA poll. The last televised debate will take place tonight. France has recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia in a retaliatory jab after Paris lost a multi-billion dollar submarine contract in the wake of the US-UK-Australia defense pact. While France and the United States have been at odds before, France has never removed its envoy to Washington before. Sources say it's unclear whether more rebukes are planned. And starting today, Abu Dhabi won't require visitors coming from other parts of the UAE to show a negative COVID-19 test. The changes come after the infection rate fell to 0.2% of the total tests, according to the official news agency. The testing requirements had largely affected people commuting between Abu Dhabi and Dubai for work. Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Simone Foxman. This is Bloomberg.